The following recording, New York 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Barbara Somerville, and Jill McCullough.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start her new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She had a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama! Kama!" which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. Didn't live very long in Brooklyn. Left after probably my 5th birthday, and then we went out to Queens, where I started my education in Rosedale, Queens. Went to school there till I was about in the 9th grade, and then made the migration to Long Island to get away from the inner city. But anyway, I've lived my whole life in New York. I work in the city. I've always worked in New York. My profession kind of leads me to work. School was fun. I liked school. I liked going to college particularly. I think I finally got to a place where I could actually say I was learning something and not just repeating things that were told to me. And I enjoyed that immensely. And I had the opportunity to travel abroad for 1 year, which was very good. And I went to France and studied there. And being of an Italian background, being in the south of France was like being home. And that was my first time to go to Italy also, which was a real eye-opener, because what I thought was Italian, I soon found out was really Italian-American and had nothing to do with Italy. When I graduated from university, I went back to live in Florence, which was the best year I probably have had thus far, and in that it was the culmination of so many years of study and seeing art in books and seeing places in books and reading about historical events, and then actually having the good fortune to be walking on the streets where Dante walked or Michelangelo walked. It was quite an experience and one that I will always remember. So let me share with you a little Christmas Eve memory I have. When we lived in Rosedale, we lived in a very small house, and my mother would prepare a traditional Italian meal. And a traditional Italian meal was anything that swam got cooked. So you would have about 15 different kinds of dead fish on the table looking up at you, some of them with their heads intact. And of course we would devour them because we were just, you know, Italian, and that's what we did. But 1 year in particular stands out in my mind because my father's brother, Jimmy, which is a very odd name to have if you're an Italian to begin with. James is not exactly ringing true to any Italian, but he came over with his family, and my mother made one of her traditional meals, and I was, you know, helping her. My mother only had 2 sons, so of course the older one got to be the kitchen steward, and that's what I did. And the kitchen was all of 2 feet away from where the table was, so as I said, it was a small house. But my uncle was sitting at the head of the table, which would be the place of honor, and his white shirt, which he always wore, never took off, and he had the little pen pocket protector there with his pens in it, and you know, crew cut and glasses, kind of like a Barry Goldwater guy. He's sitting at the head of the table. My mother's dishing out the linguine, which is dry, and then she's going to top it with this amazing sauce that has every kind of squid and clams and mussels and lobster and every kind of shellfish imaginable, things that I don't even remember eating. But anyway, I was offering him the dish, and as I was offering him the dish stopped, but the pasta became airborne, and it just slid out of the dish because it had been liquefied by the sauce, and it just went flying all over him, completely his head, his glasses, and his pen pocket protector, which now became a receptacle for squid and clams dangling out of the edge of it. And of course, I looked up and thought I was going to be struck by lightning, but the lightning turned out to be my father, who gave me two quick noogies on the top of my head, and I collapsed under the dining room table, looking up and realizing that I had indeed been hit, and I was down for the count. But let me tell you what, that was my best Christmas Eve, because I got to slap Uncle Jimmy right across the face with a pasta, and that was the best I could remember.